www.thebeatmedia.com.
One part Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Talking about the dilemmas of life that no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
3 months ago, the president promised to pull us out. You here today are that hope and change. America. 3 days later, Mr. President, here we are!
Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough.
Yo, what up? It's Saturday night, folks. Thank you for being here. We still haven't installed the studio audience clap track yet. See, I feel like we're so energetic when we come out of the gate here. It's Fallon has people applauding him. Kimmel has people applauding him. Stevie B and KMC don't have people applauding us. Except for the four people that work in the same room that we're in. That one small little golf clap coming from off camera. Anyway, welcome. It's Saturday night. We got some interesting things to talk about tonight. By the way, Steven's in California. I know, it's like a bad running joke. He's been here two episodes of 10 in the new year. But he's really seriously at work with a world leader. I am not at liberty to tell you who it is, but he is a bona fide world leader, and that's all I can say. Or I'm going to get tonight. So anyway, he's not going to be with us, but we've got so much to talk about tonight. It's going to be good anyway. Like for instance, Winnie the Pooh. Breaking news, cutting edge news talk radio, starting with Winnie the Pooh tonight. Why? Well, because I have two ankle biters at the house. One of them's three, one of them's one. They have become addicted to this fat little bear named Winnie, who I didn't even realize this until I'm reading in the books. It's not even his real name. It's like Edward or something. But anyway, Nick, you got that clip. We're watching the adventures, the classic adventures of Winnie the Pooh, and it starts with him standing in front of his mirror doing something a little like this. Roll it. We had all that worked out. Let us know when you. Here we go.
Never thought of anything, have you? No, neither have I. Think. Oh, yes. Time for my stoutness exercise. Up, down, up. When I up, down, touch the ground, it puts me in the mood. Up, down, touch the ground, in the mood for food. I am stout around, and I have found speaking poundage wise. I improve my appetite when I exercise.
This is good stuff, is it not? Keep going, keep going.
Stuff and fluff. That's better. Thank you.
It gets better. Hang on.
Oh, yes. I'm rumbly in my tumbly. Time for something sweet. I am short, fat, and proud of that, so with all my might. I up, down, to my appetite's delight. While I up, down, touch the ground, I think of things to chew. Like honey and milk and chocolate, with a healthy, happy appetite, I'm a hefty, happy fool.
There we go. He's a hefty, happy poo. Now, aside from the slang usage of the word poo, it's spelled differently, obviously, in today's context. But I was suddenly made to feel very guilty about allowing my boys to watch this classic Disney masterpiece. And I will explain why. We'll get into this in hour two tonight. But Yeah, my household's been made a wreck because my boys absolutely love the rumbly and the tumbly. And yet I am being told it is absolutely horrific for them. So now I have this moral dilemma. Now I'm just all confused. Do I let them watch the fat little bear who sings about the rumbly and his tumbly, saying he's short and fat and proud of that, to his appetite's delight? Little pig? We'll talk about that. That's coming up in hour two. So it's going to be it'd be an interesting discussion. The reason that I bring this up is because Mrs. Obama, I'm not saying she's fat, and she's not a bear that I know of, but she's said a lot of things about fat people and fat kids and fatness in the last few weeks and years. And so it's tempting for me to just spill it all now. I'm going to wait. We'll get into that at the top of hour two. I got that stupid song in my head now. It's going to bother me the rest of the night. Up, down, touch the ground, puts me in the mood. By the way, we've been tracing. This is the year of the Christian blockbuster film. Son of God came out, was number two, not far behind Liam Neeson's big blockbuster a few weeks ago. It looks like early box office weekend returns this week. You've got God's Not Dead coming in at number three. I don't think anybody expected that. I mean, they've done a good job of promotion. They just didn't have the resources that Mark Burnett and Roma Downey did for Son of God. And then this next week, lo and behold, Nick, do we have this one ready? I want to make sure we do. The Big Noah film is coming out. And I'm going to be walking the red carpet with Jennifer Connelly, Emma Watson. It's a tough life, right? But somebody's got to do it. This coming Wednesday here in New York, Russell Crowe, they're all going to be there. But if you haven't seen it yet, there's been some controversy about it. Take a look at this.
Corrupted this world and filled it with violence. So we must be destroyed.
A great flood is coming. We build a vessel to hold the innocent.
Mother! Push! Them!
There isn't anything for you here.
You stand alone and defy me?
I'm not alone.
Choice in your hands, Noah.
Desperate. There will be many. It begins.
Yeah, so that's opening. It would say this coming Wednesday is the red carpet for that, and I think Stevie B is going to try to be back for that as well. But we're going to be in attendance that night. Now that's had a lot of controversy associated with it because people are saying it's not jot and tittle about what Scripture says about it, and maybe we'll take your calls on that as well when we get into it. But this hour we're going to speak with Adam Shee from AMTC. You hear about AMTC every weekend here on the Baldwin McCullough broadcast. That's because Stephen and I so believe in what they're about, and we believe that they could help make future blockbuster events like the Noah event, like the successful Son of God film, like the successful God's Not Dead film. We believe that they are a shining light for something that you need to know about. So he's going to join us in the next segment. We're going to talk about that. Phone lines are open, 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. But Kevin McCullough sitting in alone tonight, so you got to be my co-host. You got to join the other side of this conversation. As we walk through the evening together. And I know you're just on pins and needles about how Kevin could be weaving Winnie the Pooh and Mrs. Obama into the second hour. I know that that's going to bother you all the way until we get to that point, but trust me, it'll be a conversation you want us to have at that point in time. By the way, speaking of actors, models, and talent for Christ, do you know a young person in your sphere of influence? Do you know somebody in your community, in your family, maybe in your own household, who has mad skills when it comes to the arts? I mean, they can sing, they can dance, they can act, they can do stand-up comedy. Maybe they can do more than one of those, or maybe all four of them. If you believe that they have a future, and if you know that they are gifted, then you should be putting them into contact with AMTCAudition.com. AMTCAudition.com puts them in touch with AMTC, Actors, Models, and Talent for Christ. They're a 501c3 talent development ministry. And when they get involved in one of these young people's lives, it is for the long haul and it is for the good. Go on their website, see where the local auditions are taking place near you, and then get signed up for one for that young person that you know needs to be there. AMTCAudition.com or 800-STAR-420. Back in a moment on Baldwin McCoy Radio talk show host in a village called Kadwa. Here's Danny's story.
Hi, I'm Danny Johnson, and I'm here with Vida in her tiny little home. This home is the size of many people's closets in the United States of America. We're sitting on a bed, just a piece of sheet or plastic that these beautiful babies sleep on. When we came in, she said she wasn't smiling because she hadn't eaten yet. A mother gives her children whatever food that she has, and she's usually the last to eat. They have nothing. This family has nothing. No water, no food, nothing. Won't you do something? The Bible says that if you ignore the cry of the poor, then you too will cry and be ignored. But if you uphold the cause of these people, they're not asking for nice clothes. They're not asking for video games, new socks and underwear. It'd be great if they actually had a pair. We want to build her a home. We want to bring water, clean, fresh water here. But we can't do it alone. We need you.
Dial 855-916-4673 or go to domuchgood.com. That's 855-916-4673.
Amanda Bosold here from Midas Resources. Today, March 21st, 2014, gold opened at $1,339.50. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,387.93, $693.96 for a half ounce, or $346.98 for a quarter ounce. Again, that's $1,387.93, $693.96, and $346.98.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Live from New York, it's Baldwin McCullough on Saturday night. We're so grateful that you're with us. If you're watching on Biz TV or the UAN television network, you just saw the Charging Bull in a very lonely section of town tonight. Doesn't get more lonely than Broadway and Wall Street on a Saturday night. But we're glad that you're not there. We're glad you're here because you're not lonely. As long as we're here, then we're together. So it works out well that way, don't you think? Kevin McCullough, glad you're here. 888-340-3373 is my phone number. You've heard us for a long time talk about the need, if we're going to really have impact in the culture, we've got to take seriously those areas of the culture and have some sort of impact in them that has not been had in recent years. And there's a sister organization that we've known about and kind of worked side by side with for the last couple of years that understands this better than I have ever seen anyone work towards it. And they're called Actors, Models, and Talent for Christ. And I'm honored to have their executive director, Adam Shee, with us tonight. Adam, welcome to the Baldwin McCullough Show. Glad you're with us.
I'm glad to be here. Thank you, Kevin.
It's got to do your heart good when you see Son of God, God's Not Dead, Noah, and there's like five other ones that I think are slated for this spring, but faith and values-driven entertainment is commercially viable, not just being produced, but it's commercially viable. As the director of a talent ministry that seeks to instill values into the process, what's your take on the success of already the early box office season?
I think it is just a testament of people's need. And it's not just their desire. I mean, it is a need to see family-friendly and positive entertainment. You know, you can only go so long with just feeding your eyes and your heart and your mind and your soul, you know, that kind of negative stuff before you literally you just have a need to want to see something different. So I think that, of course, yes, Christians are responding, but I think a lot of people that aren't even Christians, that don't even necessarily believe in God, maybe atheists or maybe agnostic,
right,
that still have a need.
Well, and it's interesting that you say that because the film that's out this week, God's Not Dead, deals with the atheist question. And, you know, it's had some mixed reviews in terms of critics. But I think generally people are saying, hey, it's a fair representation of how to address the issue. And Stephen and I are both born again Christians. People that listen and watch this show on TV and radio understand that and know that. But we understand that we're here for everybody that's listening, regardless of whether they share a faith or not. But something that I will say about AMTC is that you also approach this from a truth-oriented perspective. You do believe that there is a God. You do believe that it's important. And that is part of what you do. Adam, the controversy that's surrounding Noah this week I find to be very intriguing. Because early on, it's obviously being directed by the guy who did Black Swan, right? Okay, so that was anything but a faith and family friendly film. You had lesbianism, you had violence, there was all kinds of things that was in that film that did not jive with faith based families. So this is the guy that decides he wants to make the movie about Noah, and wisely, I think, in the last few edit rounds of the film, some of the more aggressive pro-environmentalism and some other stuff that was kind of templated on top of the biblical story has been reduced. I've been told by people that have seen it, it's all but gone from what it was originally. But there's still this kind of controversy about whether or not people that espouse faith and values and even a conservative perspective should go out and support such a film. And to me, it's kind of a no-brainer. I say you got to. If you want to see more stuff that, leads down the path of what we're talking about here, you've got to support the stuff that comes out now. But I'd be interested in knowing your perspective as the head of a talent development ministry.
Kevin, I completely agree with you. In fact, I'd take it a step further. I think Christians have to stop being so judgmental and being so critical. You know, it's excusable if you don't know God and you're not following Jesus. But you know, the only people Jesus really criticized was the religious hypocrites.
That's true.
And so I say praise God. You know, is it completely biblically accurate? Probably not. I haven't seen it yet. But is even Son of God or the Bible series, was that completely biblically accurate? I'd say probably not as well. But it's still a wonderful lead in to bring people to want to read and follow up themselves to learn more.
At least get conversations going. And that's what I think the value of this film will be. That director, Aaron, whatever his name is, I can't pronounce his last name, the guy from Black Swan, he said this is the least biblical movie he's ever made. Now, I think he's probably saying that to be provocative. But I kudos to the studio for understanding the mess he was trying to make and how they've adjusted it. Ted Baer and some other people said it's going to be a film worth taking your family to. We're going to go see it on Wednesday with the cast when they premiere it here. But Adam, you didn't come to talk about all of these other things, though. Those are things that your product ends up becoming part of. For people that have never heard anything about AMTC, give us the elevator pitch. What do you guys do, and why do you do it?
Well, we want to see the gospel of Jesus Christ spread in film, fashion, music, and theater. Because, well, what better way to do that in the 21st century? I mean, that there's nothing that has a greater influence on our culture than the entertainment industry. And then, as you know, of course, Kevin, media.
Mm-hmm.
And so if we can put people with the right values and the right principles into media that are living a life that shows good character, that ultimately will have the biggest impact on our culture. And of course, you know, everybody wants to have something to do with the industry these days. So we hold information sessions across the country. So it's a great way to kind of see if it's something that you're called to do.
And you do that across, as you said, all the different disciplines. You've got modeling, you've got acting, you've got dramatic acting, you've got stand-up comedy, you've got singing, you've got dancing. So this is everything that is in the entertainment arts today. But Adam, why should people tell their nephew or niece or grandson or grandchild or son or daughter about this opportunity? I mean, what is the process? You go to an audition, or you audition via the web, but where do you go? What's the process? Who do you interact with? How does it all work?
Well, you know, you got to start to get informed. You got to get to know us through our website at amtcaudition.com and come to one of our information sessions where you can really get a glimpse of who we are, what we do, what we are called to do, and kind of how we teach people what they need to know in the industry and introduce them to who they need to see and have the right support group. That's the thing, is people that are called to the entertainment industry. And we're pretty much, like you said, looking for actors, models, singers, and dancers. Anybody that's looking to get in the front of the scenes, you know, anybody that looks, you know, not script writers necessarily or musicians, but the people that want to be in front of the camera, and to get that opportunity to find out what they need to know and get introduced to who they need to see and have the right fellowship and community.
His name is Adam Shee. He's with us from Actors, Models, and Talent for Christ. And when we come back from this next break, Adam, I want to just brag on what you guys have done, because it's just been amazing, some of the talent you've been able to launch. But I also want people that are listening right now to know how simple it is. AMTCAudition.com. Go to the website. See where a local tryout is. Get signed up. And then go put your skills to the test and see what is said and watch the progress unfold. Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. It's Baldwin McCullough. Stay with us. It's Saturday night.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Live from New York, it's Baldwin McCullough Live. Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Steven's on assignment tonight, but I'm eager to actually have the chance to tell you about what we're talking about this hour, because I don't know of a finer organization that's looking out for the welfare of your young person if you know that they have gifts and skills and you don't want to see them taken advantage of in the pursuit of that love, that passion that's in their heart. Actors, Models, and Talent for Christ, they've been a consistent supporter of the Baldwin McCullough Show for a long time. And part of the reason is we are so synergistic in how we see the world. You cannot sit and curse darkness without trying to do something about it. And AMTC said, let's not just crab about the horrible entertainment system that's out there. Let's actually make something different. It starts with the individual people involved in the industry, and that's why what they're doing is so key. Adam Shee is the executive director, and he's with us. And Adam, again, people, if they want more information, AMTC Audition, all one word, spell it all the way out, AMTCAudition.com or 800-STAR-420. But take us back to the beginning of AMTC, because you weren't always necessarily focused on wanting to make a difference the way you are now. Explain how that all came about.
Well, you know, it's interesting, God's plan. You know, we actually did not start off as Actors, Models, and Talent for Christ. We started off as AMTC, but it meant Actors, Models, and Talent Competition.
Mm-hmm.
And it was back in a time where we wanted to produce positive role models, but it's like we didn't understand the right way to do it. You know, we wanted to have a family event, you know, where people get exposure, get these key things, because success in the entertainment industry, basically, it boils down to two things. It's about what you know. It's about who you know. People talk about, oh, you've got to know the right people, but you also have to have the right tools beforehand, and you have to have the right support team and the people around you. And so we did that for 25 years. Not knowing who God was at all, and we had a lot of stars that way. You know, we had two America's Next Top Models that we developed, countless people on Broadway, even stars like Megan Fox from Transformers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we kind of call those our BC years. And then our founder, Carrie Lewis, really just got to the point where she was burned out. And because, you know, see, her number one goals were to have the best customer service in the talent development industry, which often can be very dark. It can be just a lot of skepticism there, because so many companies and so many people doing poor quality work as far as development. And so having the best customer service, providing the best event, eventually when you put business as your number one goal and pleasing people as your number one goal, you get burned out. And so she got to the point where she had her come to Jesus meeting. And then everything changed after 25 years. We completely changed everything and changed that C to Actors, Models, and Talent for Christ instead of competition.
I'm sure there were a lot of people, Adam, saying that's not a very good idea. How did that hit you as a business decision?
Well, you know, even Christians told us it wasn't a good idea, because, you know, when they were thinking logically, you know, see God's plan, his logic, it doesn't always reason with us. Because it, from a business world thinking is we had literally this foundation of 25 years. We had built relationships with over 300 different agents, managers, casting directors, music label representatives. I mean, big time people. And so the Christians that we asked about this, we said, hey, we've got this call to really just change everything after 25 years and put a new direction in it and make it very bold and make it for Christ. You know, what they said to us, well, how is that going to work? Because you've got these connections with these secular, quote-unquote, you know, mainstream agents. Are they all Christian? You know, are even most of them Christian? And the truth was, the minority of the people that really run the industry are Christian. And so it never made sense from a business perspective, but that was our call. And so we took a huge leap of faith. And it changed everything anyway, and as God would have it, because we've established those relationships for 25 years, they were kind of okay with it. You know, they didn't judge us because we had proven ourselves, and I think that ultimately that was God's plan and his testimony through it all, is because if we started in the beginning as Actors, Models, and Talent for Christ, we never would have made the connections that we had through those 25 years of being just a regular business.
And we need to quickly add, if you're hearing this and you're thinking, you've already got somebody in your head, you're going, okay, my nephew, man, he's just the best. In fact, I kid you not, Adam, last night we had some friends over. And one of our couple friends, the wife has a younger brother who is he's become like this really buff, good looking guy. Like he was just like this pimply faced little high school kid, and all of a sudden he's like this really. And I'm like, hey, you got to get him in touch with AMTC. They're going to equip him with this. So that people are, you're listening, you're hearing, you know of people that you should be recommending to get in contact with them. And the best way to do that is to send them to amtcaudition.com or to have them call 1-800-STAR-420. Adam Shee is my guest, and he is with Actors, Models, and Talent for Christ. And we continue from New York momentarily.
Brooklyn Tabernacle pastor Jim Cimbala on America's decline in 2014.
And we're in one of the most massive declines, no matter how you try to spin it, in the history of our country. Average church size, the number of biblically defined Christians has sunk by four different polling agencies, somewhere between 6.3% to 9% of the population. The statistics are irrefutable. The church is in a massive decline. Pastors are leaving the ministry at $1,500 a month in America, all 50 states, about one per state per day. We have to go back to first principles of why are we here to spread the gospel? How can we do it successfully? Only through the power of the Holy Spirit. How can we live Christ-like lives when we spend more time with the Lord?
Will spending time with the Lord save America in 2014? Check out pray2014.com. That's pray2014.com and get Pastor Cimbala's prayer focus for this year at no cost. That's pray2014.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Are we approaching a global economic meltdown? Many of the financial gurus in America are saying yes. This is Steve Sanchez, and every weekend on my show, I try to bring you relevant information that helps you make the right financial decisions for your future and the legacy you want to leave behind. This is why I want you to know the secrets of the ultra-rich inside the millionaire black box. You will discover how JCPenney, Rockefeller, and Walt Disney built their wealth without the danger of the Wall Street casino. You'll also learn if this is the right time to buy gold and silver and why. This series of CDs answers the financial questions the media does not want to tell you. For the next 45 callers, I'll give you free access to the Millionaire Black Box and a copy of the best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire. Call 1-800-324-3030. That's 1-800-324-3030 and get access to the Millionaire Black Box. That's 1-800-324-3030.
Hi, I'm eHarmony.com founder Dr. Neil Clark Warren. From the very beginning, eHarmony has helped Christians find their perfect soulmate. And I'm so proud to share with you that 565,000 marriages have started on eHarmony.com. Most of those marriages are between two dedicated Christian persons. After years away, I'm back as CEO of eHarmony.com. And I am deeply committed to the importance of maintaining a strong allegiance to everything Christian marriage stands for. Who you marry will have more impact on your happiness than almost any other decision you make. We promise to do everything in our power to help you succeed. Make sure you trust this sacred task to a company that accounts for 438 married members every day. Go to eHarmony.com. And get started today for free.
673. It's Baldwin McCullough Live. We're so glad you're with us on this Saturday night. It's a busy Times Square, but it was 60 whatever today. Didn't matter. First time we've been north of 60 in a while. So people were like running around in shorts and like throwing their shirts to the top of the light poles and stuff. The guys were. I don't think there were any. Anyway, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us on a Saturday night. Normally, cutting it up and having a lot of fun with Stevie B. Stevie B is on assignment tonight. He's courting a world leader. He fully intended to be here. In fact, he had said to both young man Ivan, our boss, and myself that he was going to be here. And then, like, 2 hours before the show, he's like, bro, when a world leader calls,
I'm like, no, go, because, you know, our company goes bankrupt. We need to take out a loan. World leaders are fun to have, you know, access to. I'm kidding. Anyway, Kevin McCullough, always glad to have you on Saturday night. It's a fun time. Our phone lines are open, 888-340-3373. Maybe you've got a question for Adam Shee of AMTC, Actors, Models, and Talent for Christ, about how it works. Maybe he could fill in some of the blanks for you on how to get your son, daughter, grandson, granddaughter, niece, nephew, someone in your youth group, someone in your community, someone that you know, that you're aware of, to the next level of the entertainment biz. He is an expert in this. AMTC successfully turning out case after case of people that are being they're going into the industry, but they're going in better prepared to understand who both they are, what the industry's about, and how and why they need to be careful of what they're going into. And Adam, I want to say thank you on behalf of all the parents that are hearing this and feeling like there is a sign of hope, because even within the last couple of weeks, I've had someone call and say, you know, how do I get my son or daughter into this? I'm really concerned. They're really gifted, but I'm really concerned about where to point them to. And I said, hey, I got the perfect people for you to talk to. And it's AMTCAudition.com or 800-STAR-420 if you want more info, AMTCAudition.com or 800-STAR-420. Adam, talk to us about the process past the audition. You kind of build towards this event called Shine. What is that like? Walk us through a day in the life of what that is.
You know, it's kind of like this microcosm of this industry, you know, where Christ is the center of it. We bring in 50 to 100 of the world's best agents, managers, and casting directors. And what's really cool is that we have mainstream media people, people like 20th Century Fox, like MGM, like DNA and Ford and Wilhelmina, the top modeling agents and music label representatives of the biggest caliber in mainstream media. But then also, we have Christian media people as well, because as we were discussing, that's becoming such a rise in the industry. So we've got people like Provident, who is Sony's Christian label in music. You know, we've got people like Tyler Perry. We've got people like T.D. Jakes. And of course, Sherwood Pictures that did Courageous. And so they're all under one place at one time. And it's where people can learn from these casting directors and managers through workshops and seminars, but it's also where they can get exposure, because they will get to audition and actually perform for these key decision makers in the industry.
Which is kind of unheard of. And you were saying something, you just made a little allusion to this in the last segment, but I want to really drive it home for people, because you and I have had this conversation a few times, but there's a lot of people hearing us tonight that haven't. There are a lot of bad actors in the field of talent recruitment. People that will take your money, people that will promise you things, people that will do things that are very underhanded. You guys are straight up the whole way through. You start giving them resources from the very minute they walk into that audition and then through the audition process. But if they stay with it all the way through Shine, you really are exposed to the best and the brightest in terms of who can recruit for talent positions today. And it's interesting that it's interesting that when you think about it, you've got these groups that are still with you, even though you've decided to take this proactively values-driven approach to what you're doing, because I think they understand the quality of what you're turning out maybe even better than ever before. They're looking at box office returns on huge things from Passion of the Christ to Noah that comes out this next week, and they're saying, you know, people of values are actually decent people to work with. I gotta feel like you've had some response like that over the years.
You know, it really helps to have talent that shows up on time and that's ready. Absolutely. And I think they respect that.
Wait, Adam, hold on. Can someone write that down for Baldwin? Make a note of that. The talent expert said it's good when they show up on time. Sorry, Adam, just a little inside joke here with our 20 million listeners and so forth.
Oh, I've got a few of those inside jokes myself.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think they also appreciate that we really care for the performer. You know, what parents and what individuals that want to pursue the industry must realize is that you do have to invest in this industry. You know, Kevin, you didn't get to be where you are. You didn't invest something into media and into radio, into learning the industry. You must invest. Nobody is an overnight success without investing into this. You know,
right.
You get out what you put in, but it's a matter of investing wisely.
Agreed.
That's very important.
Agreed. So a day in the life at Shine, you have the opportunity to do all this. You're performing in front of those people. Now, this last year, one of my colleagues, in fact, a guy that hosts a show that's heard on many of these stations, his name is Steve Dace. He was in the he was number 99 on the Heavy 100 list that just came out from Talkers Magazine this last year. He had a daughter that went through this process last year, and just as an average guy, you know, wanting to see his daughter do well, tell us a little bit about that story, because I was very inspired by what happened with Anna.
Well, you know, she realized, she came in as a singer, and, you know, she's just a wonderful singer, but what she realized through the learning process is that this industry, so many doors are opened through acting. So yes, she got some interest and some exposure in singing, and also a great experience. I mean, it elevated her singing with just the, not only just performing on a grand stage, but doing that in front of some really key decision makers. But she realized how many doors can open up through acting as well. And now literally, even though that she's gone through the information session before the audition, and she's gone through the training process, she's gone through this huge Shine conference, the 6-day event in Orlando, we are still working with her. So the relationship with AMTC, it is kind of an ongoing thing. We literally continue to advise our talent until they don't want our advice anymore, which you know, thank God doesn't happen too often.
Well, I can just say that even here at Extreme Media, our operations director, young man Ivan Quinones, is a Shine graduate and AMTC alum, and speaks the world of what he learned there, and encourages other people to get involved as well. Friends, if you're interested in the performance arts, particularly in the pop culture, you got to get to amtcaudition.com. Find a free audition near you. They are taking place all across the country, and get to it soon. Coming right back with Adam Shee. Stay with us.
From 20th Century Fox comes the greatest story ever told.
What is his name?
Jesus.
As you've never seen it before.
We don't know where you're going. How can we know the way?
I am the way, the truth, and the life.
On February 28th, experience the motion picture event of the year.
Arrest this false prophet tonight.
What if he is who they say he is?
Are you the Son of God?
I am.
Son of God. February 28th. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. Witness the story in large format theaters.
Christian Solidarity International is announcing a genocide alert. That's right, a genocide alert. From church burnings in Egypt to pastors being sentenced to death in Iran, across the Islamic Middle East, Christians and other religious minorities like Jews are under constant attack. Signing your name to a petition today could actually help save lives. Learn how at defendthem.net. Go to defendthem.net. That's defendthem.net.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Baldwin McCullough live from New York. There's a live shot if you're watching on your television screen, because we're on two fabulous television networks every Saturday night, but a very busy Times Square. In fact, put that back up on the screen there, Nick. I want to see, can we see what's going on? Is there, no, it's just a mass of humanity. There's nothing special. It's just Saturday in New York. Isn't that cool? Anyway, welcome. It's a Saturday night. Kevin McCullough, glad to be with you. Baldwin is on assignment. He's, you know, doing the silly stuff like entertaining world leaders and that sort of thing. But that's okay. I'm going to walk the red carpet with Jennifer Connelly on Wednesday night. I'm not excited about that at all. And so we've got a very good week in front of us, and I hope you do too. And we're just grateful that you choose to kind of unwind and relax with us here on Saturday evenings. Adam Shee is on our Newsmaker hotline, and Adam has graciously given up his time to be with us tonight. And Adam, there's probably just one lingering question. People that have been hearing what you've been saying, they've been saying this is a good idea. But if I've got somebody that's really gifted and I think that, you know, maybe they're shy. Maybe they have to be convinced to do this. What's the first step to getting them that career that they deserve or should at least be trying for when it comes to talented and skilled expertise in the area of performing?
Well, they got to step out in faith. Everybody steps out in faith, and you've got to get informed. I mean, I say the first step is come, get to know us a little bit. You know, you always need to know for whom and for what you're auditioning for. That is the start. So
right.
Take that first leap of faith and just get informed. And in this industry, those that have longevity are the most faithful. You know, they keep doing it. It's not about, you know, if they get the next job or the next job, the next job. What they do is they just keep performing because it's a calling. It's something that's innate. It's something that's in them that they have to continue to do because it's not about the fame or the money. It's about a calling.
It's the kind of thing that if they're doing it all the time anyway and you can't stop them from doing it, like, you know, I think that our three-year-old is going to be one of these kids because he's a ham. He's a total ham. We can't get him to stop, and I'm not sure we want him to, but there's times when he gets on his mom's nerves, you know. He's singing when he shouldn't be. He's and then, you know, she'll try to correct him, and he bats those big eyelashes at her, and she's like, oh, I can't say anything negative about it now. But if it's in them and they can't stop doing whatever it is that they're doing, those are really the ones you should be putting in contact. And it's so simple. 800-STAR-420, 1-800-STAR-420, or go to audition, amtcaudition.com. If you're watching on the television, you see the numbers in the website right in front of you, amtcaudition.com or 800-STAR-420. Those of you listening by way of radio, I'll say it one more time, 800-STAR-420 or amtcaudition.com. Adam, it's unusual for you to spend your Saturday evening with us, but we're grateful that you did, sir. Thank you. Come on by again sometime soon.
It's an honor and a privilege, Kevin.
All right. Good to talk to you, my friend. We'll see you soon. Kevin McCullough, we got a very interesting second hour straight ahead as well, and there's some of you that want to weigh in on this. In fact, some of you want to, I think, take me to task for saying I'm going to go see Noah this week. I'll take that conversation. We'll talk about that coming up next.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs believes virtually all disease states can be backtracked to digestive problems.
Deficiencies in stomach acid can affect all downstream systems. Taking digestive enzymes can be amazingly helpful for dealing with deficiencies in stomach acid. Enzymes require low pH for activation. You can also use aloe vera juice, by the way. Sugars in aloe vera have a coating effect on the digestive system. Longevity has a cool product called Noni Plus, which is made from aloe and the noni fruit. It's tasty. It can also function to support digestive acidification of the stomach, and activation of digestive enzymes.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your digestive system by ordering Noni Plus from Longevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. 1-800-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com.
It's free.